Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to hit the road and head on out to the Verizon Wireless store and check in with Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu, who are sitting by with Ben Jones and Derek Newton.
We heard the cut earlier about Bill O'Brien talking about how much the O-line has improved. He said something else I thought was interesting in his press conference yesterday. He said he's been really hard on the O-line, himself especially. So what's that about?
We can always get better, and he's a guy that wants perfection, and that's the thing as offensive lineman. You can always get better every week, so he really stays on us, and it makes us better. So we like seeing him around and putting his 2 cents in.
It's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, you get better, and that's the thing. We're trying to get better every week, too. So any extra coach we can get, we always take it in.
Did something click at this point in the season to get you to this next level? I mean, you've been with the same coaches now. You've had a little bit of consistency.
It's just the molding factor, and once you play together more and more, you kind of get used to each other, the system and everything, but everything's just kind of clicking right now. You're getting used to playing by the person beside you, and everything's just pretty much rolling.
You know, Tennessee blitzed a lot against Pittsburgh, and they kept that game close. It was a Monday nighter, and you guys were able to protect Ryan, and you guys threw it a bunch in that game. What was the secret to that, or the key to that kind of success on Sunday, Derek?
It was just all about keeping fits clean. You know, during the week, we, you know, put in extra work on film, extra means with fits, how we going to do this, how we going to do that. And, you know, even when with the practice, when we had time off, we was with fits, going over blitz schemes, and, you know, it just transferred over to the game.
Is that how?
Definitely. That's what we really focused on probably the last 4 or 5 weeks, is really putting in the extra time. Fitzpatrick leads meetings and just make sure we see it in the same eyes as he does. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, you can go up there and execute quickly. And when he says something, we know what he's he's talking about, and he knows how we're going to block it. So everything gets run a little smoother.
You know, it's kind of strange. You know, you go from Ryan Fitzpatrick to Ryan Mallett. You win the big game at Cleveland. You come home. It's not going so well against Cincinnati. Turns out Ryan was hurt during that game. That affected the performance, of course. Then you have a performance like the one you had against the Titans. And, you know, going back and forth between quarterbacks, was last year's experience, did that experience kind of help you adapt to, you know, anything that can come along and roll with the punches, Ben?
I think that's what practice is for, because you rotate all the quarterbacks in practice. So no matter who's back there, it's just you're comfortable with anybody back there, because it's part of the league. Whoever gets hurt or it's the next guy up, and we try to just focus and make sure, hey, it's the next guy.
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, the coaches have the guys that they're going to put up in there. So, you know, we have no choice. We got to come out there and do our job, because coach has confidence in them. He has confidence in us.
I wanted to ask you about this, though, because you're a backup center and you play guard. How much of your week is taken up with knowing what's going on at the center position? Because you got to be ready at any moment for that particular spot. And it is different. You have the calls and things like that. So how much prep goes into you actually playing center, even though you really never play center, but you have to be ready?
Right. I prepare for center just like if I had to play every snap of center in the game, too. So I'm always meeting with Chris on the side, talking. I sit by him in every meeting. So we're always talking about that. And on the field during practice, when he's making the calls, I'm making the same calls in my head. And, of course, I get center reps in practice, too. So I'm having to make the calls in practice. So if I'm ever called on, I'm able to play it.
So it's like being the backup quarterback. You know, it's like being Manning's
backup. The emergency
backup
center. The emergency center.
Chris Myers, who has the longest string of appearances for an offensive lineman in the league, or second longest. But it's amazing because, yeah, you're like Manning or Brady's backup. You're never going to get in there at center.
Yeah, I like how you put that.
I love how you Manning and Brady.
Yeah.
Chris Myers.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Manning, Brady, Myers.
I love that comparison.
Uh-oh, I think I just got Chris more money removed from his
wallet.
They
were grumbling about fines when they sat down, so I think something's about to happen.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go anywhere. When we return, it's the X's and O's, the nuts and bolts of the show, and that's our Texans Telestrator. Stay with us.